Falling for You Again, written by Gary Chapman and Katherine Palmer. This audio version is published by Oasis Audio through an agreement with Tyndale House Publishers. I'm Jill Schellebarger. Chapter 1.
Fall always brings changes to Deepwater Cove, Charlie Moore said as he sat at Patsy Pringle's styling station in her Just As I Am beauty salon. And I don't mean the good kind.
Now you stop talking like that, honey, Patsy chided, brushing the back of Charlie's neck. Especially on a Friday afternoon in my favorite month of the year. There's nothing like a September weekend to lift a girl's spirits, and I won't have you trying to squash 'em flat.
Patsy finished brushing the wisps of hair off Charlie's neck. Then she turned him around and let him have a look in the mirror. He checked to see that his sideburns were even. Then he nodded.
Good work, Patsy. You always fix me up right.
She smiled and patted his shoulders.
I have a feeling this autumn is going to be one of our prettiest in years, Charlie. The leaves are starting to change colors already, and a cool breeze is blowing in off the lake. I don't know why you'd think we're in for a rough season.
Charlie shook his head.
History, Patsy. Look at our history. A year ago, the last of the Hansen kids went off to college, and well, you know things got pretty difficult for Steve and Brenda.
What else happened in the autumn, Charlie? She asked. I've owned this salon for umpteen years, and I can't remember a single bad thing.
That's you, Patsy, the eternal optimist.
He leaned back in the chair, adjusted his glasses, and began.
Last fall, we had the Hansen problem. The year before that, flu took two of our widows, one in September and the other in early November, as I recall. And don't forget the year the pizza restaurant went belly up, the main bank in Camdenton shut down its local branch, and the new tavern set up shop. All of them right as summer ended.
Well, I have to admit I'm no fan of Larry's Lake Lounge. Why is it that bars never go out of business? That rankles me, Patsy declared,
whisking the cape from Charlie's shoulders and helping him from the chair. If he didn't know better, he'd think the young woman was trying to hurry him along. Charlie started for the cash register.
I'm with you on that one, Patsy. Too many young guys waste the better part of their time and their money there. Never understood it myself.
And don't forget the fall colors, Patsy said. I know folks enjoy going on tours to look at the leaves changing along the East Coast and up toward Canada, but land's sake, why don't they open their eyes right here? The Ozarks has some of the prettiest fall colors God ever painted on a tree.
Sumac, Charlie said as he tugged his wallet from his pocket. Now there's a red you won't often see in nature.
See what I mean? Fall is a wonderful time of year.
Charlie chuckled.
I reckon you're right, Patsy. Plus, most of the out-of-towners are gone, and we don't have to put up with all their fireworks, speedboats, and bar-hopping.
I love the excitement and fun the summer crowd brings, but I don't mind too much when they leave. There's a kind of peace that settles around us. Even though we've still got plenty to do, fall festivals, bake sales, church, hay rides, and the high school homecoming parade, trick-or-treaters, Thanksgiving.
All right, Charlie sputtered, holding up a hand. If I stay here any longer, you're going to talk the blues right out of me, Patsy Pringle. I was just working up a good head of melancholy and pessimism, but you're fixing to ruin the whole thing.
He shrugged. You've plumb worn me down with all your zippity-doo-dah.
I won't have a chance now but to be in a good mood, which means I'll go home and infect Esther, who'll get all chipper and talk my ear off.
Esther's due here in about 20 minutes for her weekly set and style, Patsy said. In fact, I was surprised you didn't come together.
I'm not going to sit through that ordeal again. I did it once, and believe you me, that was enough. Nope, I think I'll head home and start putting the vegetable garden to bed.
Patsy sighed as she studied him. Charlie, I just want you to know that every time I see you and Esther together, I feel like there's hope for the world. You're both so kind and helpful and sweet as apple pie to each other,